It impacts on livelihoods because they're losing stock. It impacts on the farmers around, the ones that have the breakdown, because they have a lot of testing. I'm not saying it's unnecessary, but they have a lot of testing to do that basically costs them a lot of money. It's costing the department a lot of money. It needs sort of out. We need to get on top of the TB better than we are at the moment. Once the TB is detected in a bovine animal, a cow or a calf, it has to be slaughtered. Mm-hmm. When you have infected in cattle, you can spread among your herd as equally as it can from wildlife to cattle.
What's the things they can do then to avoid this happening?
Biosecurity, they need to have good biosecurity and whatnot, but there's not a whole lot more farmers can really do at this stage.
And is there any government support out there for farmers that may be badly affected by a TB outbreak?
No, it would be welcome. The only consolation that a farmer has, he supposedly gets the market value for his cattle that are taken away from him because they're suspected to have the disease, but he doesn't get anything for loss of earnings, loss of wages, production loss, whatever way you want to put it. There's no compensation for that whatsoever. Well, the testing is the biggest aspect of it, the possibility of losing their herd. There's many farmers that build their herds up over a lifetime, maybe two generations, and all of a sudden the whole thing's just taken away from them because of disease. Disease needs to be combated and dealt with.